Getting out to see the change of seasons has been a much needed diversion this year. That may be especially true this fall, as many of us are starting to think ahead to those cooped up months of winter down the road. And Michigan's fall foliage has obliged in a pretty big way. The trees look amazing right now. Mark Torregrossa is chief meteorologist for MLive, and he's been writing about this lately. Mark, welcome to Stateside.
Hey, hello, thank you.
So you noted recently that the leaves turned awfully fast this year. When would you normally expect to see a lot of our leaves changing color?
Well, it depends on where you're at in Michigan. So, you know, usually it's peak color about the first week of October in the UP, about the second week in northern lower, and it works its way down through southern lower third and fourth week. But what I've found is that you need some cold mornings. And we had those in September, and that started it right then. Mm-hmm. Whereas some years, we might wait until early October before we have frosting temperatures.
Yeah. So how are things looking in the UP right now?
Right now, they're looking great. On MLive, we kind of ask for reader submitted pictures, and the pictures that we've been seeing from the western half of the UP show that that area was in peak this past weekend, and it should be working its way southward. We had some cold temperatures all across the state Saturday and Sunday morning, and so it's just going to accelerate everything. Next 2 weeks, the fall colors will just explode.
Yeah, I noticed on your Facebook page people were sending in some gorgeous pictures from like around Tequamanon Falls. Are there any other spots that looked really lit up to you that you'd recommend for driving or hiking through?
Well, immediately, if it was in the next few days or this week probably, those mountains, the Porcupine Mountains out in the western part of the UP, the pictures coming from there always look stellar. And then you've got the whole, like I said, the next 2 weeks as it works its way southward through the state. And one nice thing about Michigan, one nice thing and one bad thing that you have to remember when you're looking for fall leaves, what else do we love to look at here in Michigan? The waterline, the beach, you know, so a lot of people try to combine the two. Let's go look at the fall colors near the beach. And the beach is usually warmer, and it's usually a week to 10 days behind inland. So they're kind of counterproductive. You might have to stay inland away from the water for a week to see the fall colors. And the nice thing is you get an extended season here in Michigan, where a lot of states not surrounded by water are done with the fall colors. Old Mission Peninsula and Traverse City can sometimes be 2, even 3 weeks later than the surrounding inland areas of Traverse City.
Now, if the trees looked good last weekend, if we're seeing pictures on people's pages, would they still be worth going to see next weekend if the weather's a little more cooperative?
Well, I got to put the plug in. Check the Wednesday update on MLive,
of course.
Probably. And here's the other thing that a lot of folks don't realize is a great fall color season is brought on by quiet weather, where we don't got to get a lot of wind and rain to yank those leaves off, because all of the trees aren't in sync at once in fall color. But if you don't get the wind, you don't get the storm systems and a ton of rain, those leaves that have changed will stay on. The leaves that haven't changed will catch up, and you'll have a great fall. And that could be what we're setting up for, because we don't see a lot of big storm systems. So to answer your question, I would say yes. I don't think that in this week all of the leaves will fall off of the peak areas, because we have fairly quiet winds.
So do you think this is going to be one of those years when the leaves are going to be more or less down by Halloween?
It takes a storm system to yank them down, and it looks fairly quiet. So it'll be close. It's hard to predict, I would be honest with you there.
Well, I guess asking a meteorologist to predict 25 days down the road is probably not the fastest way to get a straight answer. I don't know why I thought I could pin you down on that one. But thanks.
I mean, if I saw a couple of big storm systems winding up and making a lot of wind, I would say yes, but I think it's going to be fairly quiet. And I think we could get a magical time in the really colorful areas, say of central lower Michigan, where you got a lot of hardwoods up through the Gaylord Grayling area. I think we could get a magical time where most of the leaves are still on the trees and the trees have peaked. The other thing I'd like to mention is that Mother Nature doesn't always have the leaves peak on the weekend. We like to look at the week and say, will they be peaked this weekend? Well, they might actually peak Tuesday or Wednesday in a certain place and be a little past peak by a weekend. So you kind of have to go do your leaf viewing when Mother Nature says you have to do it.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for the advice. And we just love those pictures. Thanks for posting them.
Okay, get out and enjoy it, because we know what the next pictures come of, right?
Oh, yeah.
The next great season with the white stuff on the ground.
Mark Torregrossa is MLive's chief meteorologist. Mark, take care.
You too.